right. Welcome to day 29 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Can you believe it? So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself settle into your seat, into the body, into the space that you're in. Just let the mind be settled by the body. And continuing our discussion of motivation. I want to bring your attention to the fact that the brain loves rewards. It just loves rewards. It just loves that stuff. Sometimes we misinterpret things as rewards, like the second chocolate chip cookie or the whole bag of the chocolate chip cookie. But in general, our minds are really motivated by rewards, and we can use this to our advantage. And Rick Hansen, being the neuropsychologist that he is, he has a lot of fancy words, but I'm going to read the simple ones about rewards. So when we think about really our aspirations, could be our aspirations for change or something we want to move towards. So being resilient is not just bouncing back. It can also be moving forward and really moving into a change that we want to make or a change that life imposes on us. As I mentioned yesterday, like aging, different life stages, right? We have to shift, change. How can we lean into these things? And he says that as the sense of reward in an experience increases, the neurons at your brainstem release more dopamine. So that when we get a reward, we release the dopamine. We can use that for our advantage. A spike in dopamine activity sends signals that prompt you to take action towards the rewards. So if we start to notice what are the rewards of the things we're working towards. So for example, from my own personal life, I am trying to be less late. Because that feeling of scrambling all the time and getting there just in time, I'm like a just-in-time inventory machine, right? Like I get there, but the feeling of that is not really that great. So I try to remind myself as I'm scrambling around the house trying to get 6 more things done in the morning, how good it'll feel to just walk out the door and get to the studio on time. Wouldn't that be lovely? So really noticing what the rewards are for you in whatever you're working towards and leaning into that, really using this heal technique of noticing the rewards, staying with that, absorbing it, and really taking in that can reinforce in our brain the all the rewards that will get the job done. And then so not only like how good it'll feel when I finish the workout or I get to the studio on time and I feel relaxed before I give a little talk, which is really nice, but also along the way, like throughout our day, noticing the things that we do right, that move us in the direction of where we want to be. And all those little rewards, all the little times I'm successful in getting out the door, even though the plants did not get watered this morning, it'll be okay. So I want to invite you to notice the rewards that you're anticipating from the things you are working towards, and also noticing the little successes that you have along the way. Let that be your homework today. So bringing that into our formal practice. So taking our seat, once again, feeling the sense of ground underneath us, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. And then from that sense of being grounded, feeling the length of your back, upright for a strong back, the sense of integrity, both in your motivations and in your practice. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front. So letting in those, the part of your experience that's feelings and emotions. Because really what's underneath all these rewards are feelings and emotions. We intellectually know what we need to do. Don't eat the cookie, eat the asparagus, right? But we have to lean into the feeling of the rewards. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.